Hi everyone, welcome to today's edition, special edition of the Africa for Zero Waste podcast. I'm Wayne Okote and the Clean Air Program Manager for Gaia, which is the Global Alliance for Incinerator Alternatives. And with me here, two inspiring individuals from Nigeria's Community Development and Advocacy Foundation, or CODAF. Mr. Richard is here with me in the studio, and Mr. Obrijo is joining us live via Zoom. CODAF has been a critical voice in the zero waste movement in Nigeria, and I'm thrilled to learn more about their experience being part of the Gaia Network.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Wayemi. My name is Richard Benin, the co-founder and executive director of Community Development Advocacy Foundation, which is also known as Rural Community Empowerment Initiative. CODAF is a non-governmental organization that is registered and, you know, based in Nigeria, but we intend to go global anyway. Our main focus is to bridge that communication gap between policymakers and the grassroots people being people in the rural communities. And our mission is to help them improve their capacity in how they should get involved in decision-making processes as regards their livelihood and their resources. Our work, we engage in quite a lot of areas, but specifically environmental advocacy. The environmental advocacy aspect of our engagement is engaging community people, most especially women and young people, giving them this opportunity to know their rights and engage policymakers positively on how they should, on their own, manage their resources. And one of the key tools that we use in carrying out this environmental advocacy is the EnviroGist program, which we air here every Thursdays. The outreach is quite enormous. We also engage policy advocacy and all that. Yeah, where we have the Niger Delta Youth Environmental Summit. We do that annually. And the School of Governance. We also engage in waste management. One of the success stories of that aspect of our work is when we engage the Federal University of Petroleum Resources, FUPRE, yeah. Well, later we're going to talk extensively on that. My colleague, Bridjo, is going to, you know, address other aspects of what we do. But there is this cardinal point that guides what CODAF does. We decided to name it ATIRE. ATIRE means A-T-I-R-E, accountability, transparency, integrity, total respect and regard for nature and equity. So that's this cardinals is what guides the operation of CODAF. So essentially, our main constituency is the people and the environment. So my colleague and friend will be able to talk more on that. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Obrijo, welcome to today's podcast. And I'll just go straight in with the question. How did CODAF first come in contact with the Gaia Network?
First of all, I am Maimoni Marere Obrijo. I'm the Director of Campaigns and Administration for Community Development Advocacy Foundation. To put that straight categorically, before I joined CODAF as a staff member, I have been a Gaia person. And CODAF was onboarded as part of Gaia Network, I think in 2022, thereabout. But before then, CODAF has been very passionate about how society enjoy the civilization, how society generates and manage their resources. That comes from pillar of our natural resource governance. We are bothered about the culture of our waste management attitude in the society. We were bothered about policies that governs various sectors of our waste management practices. So in 2019, CODAF initiated the School of Governance. On that School of Governance, we have a pillar called Waste Governance. And when we define the philosophy of our waste governance, it actually purely 100% having zero waste goals. And in 2021, we organized the first edition of the Zero Waste Governance for Environmental Health Officers, because we have this vision of how local environmental actors can actually manage waste effectively, following the appropriate and most suitable solutions. Because we have seen waste management being managed using some tools that are not really healthy. So in that event, we invited a Gaia member, Mr. Fasaya Dotto, who was our lead speaker, who took our learners through the principles of zero waste and also looking at the pillar of risk solution versus force solution in the waste management sector. That actually was an eye-opener for us. And based on the richness of the curriculum of that waste governance, Mr. Dotun advised that CODAF will thrive better if we become part of Gaia Network. And that was how CODAF applied to be a member of Gaia, and we were lucky to have been admitted into Gaia Network.
I forgot to also note that Mr. Obrejo is a member of the Global Regional Advisory Hub for Gaia. And when I keep saying Gaia, for those who are joining this podcast for the first time, it's a Global Alliance for Incinerator Alternatives. I'll ask another question. I don't know if it goes to Mr. Obrejo, or both of you can please feel free to come into this question. How has being a part of Gaia influenced your organization's strategies or campaigns? How has being a part of the Gaia Network influenced your organization's campaigns and actually your projects for CODAF?
Before now, we lack data, especially data to engage relevant stakeholders in the waste sector. But when we joined Gaia, those informations and those data, were easily accessible to us, and our work became easier. One is that brand audit that we did. Before now, nobody knew about brand audit. But when we got to become part of Gaia, those informations were available, and we scaled it down. And
Like I would say, Gaia is an institution. It shouldn't be seen as a network, but to me, I will define Gaia as an institution. Like what Ms. Alicia said, before CODAF became part of Gaia, we were struggling with our campaign messages in the area of promoting zero waste, in the area of promoting a kind of effective solutions in driving local solutions, in using local solutions to address global problems. So Gaia actually became like an encyclopedia of those messages for us. So joining Gaia, we have a lot of messages that we use to influence key sectors from the government, talking about community levels, engagement in terms of media engagement. The tools have been there for us to do our work more effectively, as unlike in the past.
At least I got as an example of one of the ways Gaia has helped your organization's advocacy or project. You talked about the brand audit. I think, yeah, that was a very good one. I also saw what CODAF did in Benin City, where you have to send back some waste back to the polluter. That's a very good one. But I was curious to know if there's any other project or advocacy you feel like being a part of the Gaia Network has aided, has helped your organization go through or carry out.
During my introduction, I talked about where we engaged an institution, a reputable one. The Federal University of Petroleum Resources is one of its kind. In that project, we developed the zero waste training manual and the blueprint. And the institution, the vice chancellor, when we had the first meeting with him, and upon introducing the concept to him, he kicked into the project immediately. Then, when we flagged off the program officially, he made a commitment that the institution is going to kick off a postgraduate program on zero waste. So that alone, we couldn't have done that. We couldn't have, engaged that institution without, the support of Gaia in that regard. So that alone is significant and something to take home with.
What kind of knowledge sharing or capacity building do you think opportunities have you gained
and through being a part of the Gaia Network?
Yeah, like Gaia is an institution. And for those of us who are part of Gaia Network, we are lucky because we see Gaia as an encyclopedia where we can access information, not only accessing information, but also access strategies to help us in doing our campaigns. And one of such knowledge sharing opportunities that we've had with Gaia is that Zero Waste Academy. That Zero Waste Academy has actually not only enhanced knowledge and information sharing, but it's an innovative process of engaging key stakeholders to take ownership of zero waste tools, to take ownership of the zero waste goal. The Zero Waste Academy, as have been attended by some of our team members, came back to us as a kind of an eye-opening for us to understand how local solutions are processed, how local solutions are carried out, how local people can be engaged to take ownership in the area of zero waste, especially on the aspect of waste pickers organizing. Well, one of the impact that the knowledge sharing space that I have actually created is the fact that it gave us the opportunity to set up the Zero Waste Ambassador, which is our local zero waste champions that are helping us to reach out and connect, carry out information and sensitization at the grassroots level. That has been very impactful. And the Zero Waste Academy has also given us the understanding on how to reduce methane in a very cheap way by engaging with local communities. Local communities at the moment are making so much effort in ensuring that food waste are put into productive use instead of seeing them as waste. And that has also provided strong climate solutions for us. The practical example is the CODA project going on at Ekpe, where we are constructing material recovery facility that has a capacity of reducing even more than 100 tons of compost annually, depending on how the capacity goes. Another aspect of experience sharing and knowledge building opportunities that we have actually attained from Gaia is the webinars on the EV batteries. When we talk about the just energy transition, there are a lot of loopholes that need to be plugged that we have not been exposed to. But that webinar, that space actually created a new form of advocacy. This inspired us to start looking at the issues of the extraction of transition mineral in local communities. And at the moment, we are actually working with local mining communities to resist the aggressive extraction of transition mineral. That campaign has also led us to ask critical questions on the design of the current system, the battery, the EV batteries, the design. We are concerned about the durability in such a way that it doesn't take us back to extracting or depleting nature. So you see that this knowledge sharing and capacity building opportunity has not only enhanced us in terms of knowledge, but it has also created local movement on the ground. It has also created innovative campaigns on the ground, and it has also enhanced the capacity of local communities to carry out actions by themselves.
Just speaking about batteries, EV batteries, that's just made me remember. Yeah, we've been talking about a just transition to clean energy. And while we promote clean energy, solar and usage of EV batteries comes into play. And if we're not careful, we may go into the same cycle and make
the same vicious circle,
the same mistakes the oil and gas industry have made in terms of extraction of minerals and for EV batteries. I want to once again say thank you to the CODAF team for your efforts in supporting communities across Nigeria in ensuring that they are able to achieve environmental justice. And also, clean water is everyone's human, fundamental human
right.
Yeah, thank you very much. And moving on, I would say Gaia emphasizes global solidarity. Can you speak to any meaningful connection or collaborations you've built with other Gaia members within Africa or globally?
In terms of global solidarity, Gaia is like a mother that loves her children so much. Gaia has a way of making sure that her children actually feed from the breast that is lactating the most in terms of milk production. You see, what I have been part of different networks, both in the Global South and the Global North. And I must say that Gaia, as a network, which I see as an institution anyway, is one of the most friendliest networks ever. It's one of the most peaceful networks ever. It's one network that its members see themselves as one family. There is no unhealthy competition among the Gaia members. Rather, we have devised a means of working together because we believe that one organization's success is the entire Gaia success story. So we work to leverage on the opportunities and the potentials of other member organizations to ensure that the zero waste message travels globally. Just like the biblical philosophy, the need is to evangelize the word of God to the world. And our own philosophy is to evangelize zero waste to the world, which is what we are doing collaboratively. But as CODAF, I want to internalize that. I want to bring that to our local context. How have we been working with the Gaia network globally in terms of solidarity, support, and all that? One of such is the webinar that CODAF organized in collaboration with Gaia Nigeria team members. It didn't end up as a kind of showing solidarity support here within Nigeria when we look beyond the plastic ban, but we traveled all the way to Rwanda, where our colleague and sister from Rwanda shared their experience with us, how they were able to ensure that single-use plastic were effectively banned and compliance have been made. That is a strong pillar of solidarity support to the Nigeria team who are actually struggling to ensure that there is an effective compliance with the ban placed on single-use plastic in some part of Nigeria. Another area of solidarity is the African People's Counter Cup. The African People's Counter Cup is not a CODAF ideology, neither is it a Gaia ideology. But CODAF, being part of the African Climate Justice Collective, and identify with the African People's Counter Cup as a process of building real community power. We shared the idea with Gaia, and Gaia already teamed up with that vision of the African People's Counter Cup. In so doing, it's not really in showing CODAF solidarity, but it's a way of showing Africans and struggling climate impacted local communities strong solidarity because those communities are our constituency. That is one aspect of it. And then the other aspect of it is the fact that Gaia opens the door of participatory leadership and participatory decision-making processes. Based on that, Gaia prioritizes the involvement of those from the Global South in its decision-making processes. And yours faithfully, myself, Ubrecho, has been nominated to represent the Gaia Africa Regional Advisory Council at the Global Advisory Hub of Gaia. That is a way of showing solidarity to the underrepresented communities in Africa. So, being part of Gaia really has given us the opportunity to solidarize at the local level, the national level, regional level, and globally.
Just listening to what you just said retrospectively, I remember in 2020 when we had the first Gaia Nigeria meeting in Lagos. We had like people from the Federal Ministry of Environment, the State Ministry of Environment, that's Lagos State, and we're speaking about the issue of plastic pollution I remember we had these t-shirts with say no to single-use plastics. Where we went to buy something, I remember the staff of the certain restaurant was asking why single-use plastic? But then I had to start educating the person. But what am I trying to say is the level of education or awareness about plastic pollution was very low at that time. Since 2020 till now, we can see that there's more attention on the issue of plastic pollution, so much so that the Lagos State government, as at January last year, banned single-use plastic in Lagos State. And we know that when Lagos State takes such steps, other states will follow. The implementation of such a policy is another story, but we know that at least they've taken a step to develop such a policy. And this, I believe, are some of the additional changes we're seeing as a result of organizations such as CODA really speaking to the government, carrying out public awareness about the issue of plastic pollution and trying to promote zero waste. I believe so. Thank you very much. So moving on, I'll ask you, Mr. Richard, I know you've been into the space of policy advocacy and environmental justice activism for a while now. And so I'll just ask you, how has Gaia strengthened CODA's voice in policy dialogues, especially around zero waste and anti-incineration efforts?
A quick response to that question is, when CODA engaged the Delta State Ministry of Environment sometime in late 2023 or early 2024, we also took the message of the zero waste concept to the ministry, and it was interesting because then Permanent Secretary, who is now the head of service here, Dr. Ms. Oseji, appreciated the concept. We handed over the documents to her, and she said, this is way to go. So we had that discussion, a roundtable meeting, and after that, so one key success story of that engagement with the Minister of Environment is some couple of months ago, the ministry announced that they want to ban single-use plastics in the ministry first, then every other department in, you know, government. So I see that is one thing that we have achieved so far, one key achievement that we have gotten in terms of strengthening our voice in policy dialogue. And also the message of the ban of single-use plastic have also been taken to the State House of Assembly. And I think it has passed first also
by the minority
leader, and you will see now that this our message is being taken seriously. All right. So in addition to what we did in Asaba, CODAF and Center for Earthworks, CFIU, did a plastic treaty advocacy to the ministry also, and trying to make them understand the importance of driving this policy at the regional level. Yeah, in Lagos State, we visited the Lagos State Environmental Protection Agency. We were marveled at what those guys were doing there. So we advised and encouraged them that, see, if they can do it in Lagos State, it's very much possible for us to do it here in Delta State and as a regional block here. So, and one other thing again, the ministry also bought into that idea wholeheartedly and promised that, yes, they are going to take it up here.
You just heard from Mr. Richard from CODAF. I'm talking about how they have strengthened their advocacy efforts as a result of support from Gaia. And also speaking about the plastic treaty advocacy, Gaia felt like it's a global treaty negotiation going on somewhere in the world. Initially started in South Korea, and then the second one was in Paris. Negotiations were happening and believed that every country should be aware of what is this negotiation going on so that nobody feels left behind. And Gaia supported its members globally to engage their regional governments, sub-regional governments, to also be aware and be prepared going into Global Plastic Treaty negotiations, which was called the INC's Intergovernmental Negotiations. We'll be having ILC 5.2 coming up soon. Mr. Obrigo, I don't know if you're still willing to just chipping a few things into this question that I'll ask now. Have you noticed any shifts? I know we spoke about it already, but just to dig deeper a bit, have you noticed any shifts in how local and national stakeholders respond to your advocacy since joining the network?
I think The truth of the matter is that people are willing to key into the transition into zero waste. I think this is something that is very comfortable and convenient for people to do. But what the gap that has existed is the loophole in policies. We have some fantastic policies already in existence in some states, but that in itself are not effectively implemented. And the ones that are implemented, compliance level has been low. So, since we started driving with the vision of Gaia and engaging with policymakers, we have often seen that policymakers are in that need of information, which one we are providing for them. And many of the agencies and government establishments are actually responding by domesticating some of those key recommendations that we are sending in, both from looking at the Global Plastic Treaty, looking at the Zero Waste Initiative, and looking at the way of waste segregation, and also the phase out of single-use plastics. For example, I will look back to the local government, yes, a local government in Edo State. We have a Zero Waste Ambassador member from that local government who is a staff of the environmental health officers in that local government. And one of the things that staff have done as being a member of Zero Waste Ambassador is the fact that she has been able to take our document, which is the Zero Waste Guidelines, to the local council. So every local government chairman that emerges, she engages them with that Zero Waste Guideline. And Ego happens to be one of the first local governments in Edo State to start practicing waste segregation in their facility as a way of going zero waste. Ego remain one of the first local governments to set up their own environmental marshals to promote effective compliance with the Edo State Waste Management Law, which we have reviewed and seen to be a very strong law, even though it lacks some basic elements, which we have also recommended to the Edo State government, and they were adopted in their draft document for the review of the Edo State Waste Management Law. So these are some shifts that we are seeing in the areas of policies, in the area of the Zero Waste campaign. As we speak, the Akwa Ibom State government, the Akwa Ibom State House of Assembly has also initiated the bill to phase out single-use plastics and ensure that waste collected are diverted from dump site. That has passed through second reading, and that is through the effort of our Zero Waste Initiative, supported by Gaia in Akwa Ibom. And this effort is being promoted by our Zero Waste Ambassadors. So there are a lot of shifts happening here and there. As we speak, CODAF is working with the Ekpe local government in Lagos State in an effort to reduce methane. And the Ekpe local government has opened their arms to welcome every initiative that will help them write their name on the global map as one of the leading local government that would score a first in the areas of effective waste management.
Thank you very much, Mr. Obrijo. As we mark Gaia's 25th anniversary, what message would you like to share with the global Gaia community?
First of all, I want to appreciate and thank Gaia for all the support that they've given to CODAF all this while. And I really, earnestly wish that Gaia could increase its membership strength to other countries where they don't have operations in terms in Africa, because we need to really increase the campaign of adopting this zero waste concept and waste management. So I think that's about it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Obrijo and Mr. Richard, for sharing your journey with us
it's been inspiring to see how the Gaia Network has supported grassroots movements like CODAF to stand stronger, speak louder, and make meaningful change in these communities across Nigeria and very soon across Africa. And to everyone listening, thank you for being part of Gaia's 25th celebration. Here's to more years of collaboration, courage, and climate justice. And also to environmental justice
and expansion.
Thank you very much.